Devotionals just in time. Proverbs chapter 29, verses 15 and 17. The love that corrects. The stick and correction give wisdom, but the spoiled boy will shame his mother. Correcting your son will give you rest and will bring joy to your soul. These are the words that come out of God's mouth, aren't they? Our manual of life, how to live properly, comes from the word of the Lord. He created life, gives us the ability to choose, but he also gives us advice to choose wisely, in the right way. For there are things, right, who are lawful, as the Apostle Paul said. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. That's why one of the things I want to teach this morning, take it like a little piece of advice and a little reminder of the importance of being corrected, is about the discipline of which the Word of God speaks. Recently, in Colombia, they are setting rules or some type of laws which will prevent parents from being able to correct their children, either hitting them with a flip-flop or a spank, right? They are classifying this as physical abuse. I want to give you the difference. First, between what is mistreatment and what is correction. As a matter of fact, the Bible does not approve mistreatment and tells us to take care of our body, that is the temple of the Holy Spirit. If the Bible teaches against suicide because it is an attack against that body created by the Lord, now imagine mistreatment. Mistreatment usually means affecting somebody's life forever. That is abuse. Correction implies an act of love. In order to bring the individual back from his wrong way to the right path, even if it hurts or bothers him, this is correction. The Bible tells us about correction and tells us about discipline. There are biblical texts, like the one we were just reading, where the stick is mentioned as well as both correction and discipline. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 18 teaches, "Discipline your son in his early years, while there is hope." Correction is necessary for everyone. Even the adults need to be corrected. And correction indicates the importance of understanding that there is an authority and that I must subdue to the right authority. When there is lack of correction, when there is no discipline, there will never be respect for authority. Many today consider the spank or the flip-flop, as we call it here in the coast of Colombia, part of the physical abuse. But I consider that the Bible is clear when it teaches that physical punishment with the right motive, without allowing anger, because that is when the problem comes, when anger takes over, it is no longer correction but abuse. When there is love while correcting, it is being done wisely. Personally, they apply it with me and it is understandable. Many times my parents, not all the time, had to correct me, not only with words. You can find several ways to correct a person, and in this case, to correct your children, who are the ones who will later forge new generations. If we don't give them the right correction, if we don't guide them on the right path, what can we expect from them later on? We are already seeing a generation that has problems with authority, and if as authority, we take away the right from parents to teach their children about respect and wise choices. What would our honorable senators can expect from these new generations? What can we expect about respecting the police, the army, or even themselves? We have children who lack character, therefore hide behind social media to damage the life of a person. Our honorable lawmakers sometimes go to places they have no right to go to, ending up violating spaces out of the right. The Constitution should support the respect of the privacy of our homes, the respect of our families. We notice that today we call good the evil and we call evil the good, because we are always looking for ways to live our lives in whatever way we want without thinking on building character in our children. I am not telling you about a strong temperament, but a firm character. That is, a correct identity to face the challenges that life brings us. The law given by God is expressed in base of correction and mentions the stick, and it does because it is needed. But remember that God's priority is His love to correct. Whenever we are to be corrected by God, my beloved friends, every time we are going to be corrected by God, it will hurt us. When I correct my children, I speak to them, and I want to teach them the importance of not making certain mistakes. Because among other things, if as parents we do not show them the right ways, then who will do it? Schools? The world? Video games? The internet? Social media? If we don't correct in time, my beloved friends, we should know that our children's days are not going to be extended on earth. Discipline is important. In Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible teaches us about the importance of the discipline the Lord brings upon us. Chapter 12, verses 11 says, being punished isn't enjoyable while it is happening. It hurts, but afterwards we can see the result. A quiet growth in grace and character. My beloved friends, it is important that we understand that the priority is love, but not human love. Listen to me very well. The true love that comes from God, which is not spared in letting go or making negotiations that incite sin, selling holiness, listen to me well, or letting pass the things that are going to do harm to our children later. I've seen parents come out of the street and their children kick them, throw themselves on the floor because they want this or that. They yell at them and even raise their hand. And I say, well, to what extent we're going to let the children disrespect their parents' authority? If a child from a young age raises his hand or curses his mother and father, I don't want to think what he's going to do when he is a teenager. We must be careful and wise and go to the Word of God. The Constitution should be governed by what the Word of God teaches. Now, we should do to the authorities, but we have to understand that our authority must go hand in hand with the truth, with what God establishes in His Word. If it is just somebody's desire out of God's will, I have to evaluate what the words say and do what is really right, what is biblical. So discipline is correct. Parents, it is important that you learn to discipline your child without forgetting it has to be done with love. The Bible teaches that children are like arrows in the hands of the brave. I really like how David makes this comparison, because the arrow has a destiny. It is an instrument, right? That has a destiny, has a tip that indicates where it is headed to. That valiant the Bible speaks about is that father and mother who fears God, who loves the right way and understand that children are God's inheritance and an amazing responsibility. So that brave takes from his house that arrow, that child, and gives them strength and direction. This is why it is important for children to have a fatherly figure. Now, some of you will say, Pastor, I have had to be a mother as well as a father, and I congratulate those wonderful women who took that position. And even when you as a mother had to fill those two positions, God has been there to strengthen your child's character and understand that you have not been alone, but you have always had a heavenly Father who has been there supporting you, who has strengthened you, and who gives you the wisdom to correct them. Thousands of congratulations to those tireless mothers, and thousands of congratulations to those parents who understood their role, who understood the blessing of having children rather than having a house, a nice car, and for understanding that the Lord's inheritance is our children. And a thousand congratulations to those who understand the word and who know how to teach with love. Sometimes just speaking will be enough. Other times it's important to remind them of the authority that is at home. And a spank or a hit with a flip-flop, said with love or given with love, not to damage, will remind us how big is that love we have for our children and the respect we are teaching them. Those of us coming from the old school can remember that in our time, 10, 15, 20 years ago, the right punishment, the right discipline through a flip-flop or a pinch or a call attention taught us the right way. We did not run to publish it in social media. That did not make us crazy. We did not feel rejected, nor we ran away from our home, right? We were not psychologically abused by our parents. And personally, I was corrected in many ways. And if they hadn't done it with me, my beloved friends, I would not have understood what true love was. And I thank God, because today it allows me to reach your heart through every word. And I think it was the Lord, through His grace, that I am right here today behind these wonderful devotionals and being a voice of hope every morning for those who need it with what was given by God. But He used my parents to guide me in His purpose and remind me that there are paths that man thinks are right, but their end is death. So I think a hit with flip-flop today can save you a lot of headaches, and it can remind your son that what he thought was the right way could have taken him to death. We need to forge character in our children. We need to show them love. Human love allows too much, but God's love is synonymous with correction. Discipline, because God, as Father, sees what is before us. Tell me something. Who of us will allow his children to go down certain path we already walked through and now ends up in a precipice? Who of us will not correct his children so that they do not keep going on that path? Will you let you go just so that he experiences? It may be his last day. Remember that God placed you there to lead. Our children need to learn. We cannot avoid talking to them, but we should not avoid correcting them either with a lovely hit with a flip-flop or a lovely spank or using the stick as God's word teaches us. Always teaching the right way. The importance of understanding what's right. Maybe some of you may say, but Pastor, I was never hit. Glory to God because you didn't understand. But what about when we don't understand? When our children don't understand? We will need to find a different way. My beloved friends, I believe that avoiding physical contact is not going to be the way. One thing is that we avoid mistreatment, and I agree with that. But another thing is that we avoid teaching them that through physical contact there is correction. This is not what the Bible teaches. Let's do not wait until tomorrow to claim and cry because you gave everything to your children but never showed them the way to forge a character and show them the right path. I know that discipline at that moment is not well received. It may hurt, but it is necessary. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. It is clear, easy to learn, but it costs us because many times what pushes out of our comfort zone, we want to avoid. All I want to ask you today is that these words are put in the heart of each person. Be well received, be well understood. I ask you in the name of Jesus, and that we understand that our main constitution is made up by your words that teach us to live in the right way, to be at peace, and to enjoy the abundant life that you gave us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, your friend and pastor, Elias Hoyos, spoke to you. And remember, God always arrives just in time.